But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We thank you today for having tuned in to the Living Waters Broadcast. What a privilege it is to bring to you the Word of God. Years ago in the winter, there was a carcass of an animal floating down the Niagara River toward Niagara Falls between Canada and the United States. I don't know if it was the carcass of a cow, a deer, or some other large animal, but it was a large carcass. A vulture saw the animal and landed on it and began to eat the flesh. The vulture knew that the huge waterfall of Niagara was downriver, and as he got closer to the falls, he would look up. When he was 75 meters or so from the falls, he started to flap his wings to fly away, but he couldn't. He began to flap furiously his wings, but he could not take off. His claws were frozen in the carcass of the animal, and he went down the falls with the carcass, and he was destroyed. He enjoyed what he was doing for a while, but the consequences were tragic, death. It makes me think of Moses, where it says in Hebrews 11:24-26, "By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Moses came to a crossroads one day where he had to make a decision. On one side, he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, with all the privileges that come with being, so to speak, the grandson of Pharaoh. Fame would come with that. Riches and all types of pleasures would come with that also. He could have had whatever he wanted. He could have been waited on by servants constantly and could have done whatever he wanted to do. Some historians have said that he was in line to become Pharaoh one day. I don't know about that, but it's a possibility. Verse 25 tells us it's that he chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Yes, there are pleasures in sin, but they are passing. There was a small boy in a large park one day in Spain. He was watching some other boys his age playing with a little sailboats on a very shallow pond. The little boats weighed a kilo or so, and they would put them in the water on one side, and they would run to the other side and pick them up as the wind blew them across the little lake. The wind was blowing, and they were having a good time racing the boats. One little boy didn't have a little boat, but the others told him that there was a store across the road that sold them for about a dollar. He went to the store and he saw the little boats in the window and he went inside. He pulled out a coin in his pocket and told the lady he wanted to buy a boat. The lady told him that his coin was 50 cents and that the boat cost a dollar. A man in the store overheard the conversation and he saw how much the boy wanted the boat. He pulled out a dollar coin from his pocket and went up to the boy and told him that he would trade coins with him. The 50-cent coin that time in Spain was bigger in size than the coin that was worth a dollar. The boy looked at both the coins and told the man that his coin was bigger than the man's coin and that he would not trade. The boy, in his ignorance, made a superficial judgment. And we all know that he was wrong. Moses didn't make a superficial judgment. He knew that the pleasures of sin were passing. They were fleeting. He knew that it was much wiser and better to choose to suffer with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Moses made the most important decision of his life. Many years later in Deuteronomy, Moses wrote, he put it the following way, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. My friend, those are the same choices before us today. There is life and death, and there is blessing and the curse. In the Lord Jesus, there is eternal life, forgiveness, and the blessing of God. On the other side, there is eternal death forever, being separated from God and the curse of sin. Jesus went to the cross with our sin to provide eternal life and forgiveness. He took our place on that cross to free us from the curse and judgment of our own sin that we deserve. My friend, what about you? Where are you at regarding the two choices? Is a certain sin or pleasure keeping you from the Lord Jesus and his salvation? Moses chose to repent, to turn from his own way to the Lord. He realized that one day he would die. He realized that the pleasures of sin were passing. They were temporal and fleeting. He realized that he would be a fool to choose the passing pleasures of sin rather than the Lord and his salvation. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. What about you, my friend? What is your choice? Do you realize what is at stake? Do you realize that your eternal destiny is at stake? Yes, sin offers pleasure and offers many types of pleasure, but you must remember that it is passing, that it does not last. It is fleeting, and one day you will have to stand before your Maker. Will you stand there forgiven of your sins? Or will you stand there without forgiveness and be condemned to an eternal hell? God offers us a free salvation and offers the guilty person pardon. He offers eternal life to us who deserve the opposite. We deserve to be condemned for our sins, but he offers us forgiveness. Salvation is a free gift. It is not earned or deserved. Jesus paid it all on Calvary's cross. And in many places in the Bible, we hear the word, come, come unto me. Why do many not come? In John 3:20, Jesus gives us the answer. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. Why do people not come? They do not come because they are choosing the passing and fleeting pleasures of sin, which are for a season. Moses saw the utter foolishness of such a choice. He saw that it was tragic and fatal. Nothing could be worse than pass eternity far from God and the bliss and glory of heaven and to spend it in hell. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. My friend, what's your choice? We can't be neutral on this. Jesus says in Matthew 12:30 that he who is not with me is against me. My friend, it is time for you to come to Jesus. To Jesus who loves you and died on a cross for you. You come just as you are, guilty and dirty, unworthy and helpless, and find forgiveness in Jesus who died for you on a cross. Oh, my friend, surrender to him today. Renounce your rebellion and self-trust and entrust yourself to him, putting your faith and life in his hands, and ask him for forgiveness. Yes, Moses one day had to make a choice. Before him was all the pleasure that was in Pharaoh's court, all that the known world of that time could offer him. Pleasure and pleasure and more pleasure. Servants constantly waiting on him, money at his disposal, fame and power, and every type of sin that he could imagine, every type of pleasure that he could want. But on the other side, there was the people of God who were suffering and being mistreated. But Moses weighed in the balance and made his choice. His choice was to suffer with the people of God rather than to stay in Pharaoh's court and enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, which are fleeting and are passing. Moses didn't make a superficial choice. Moses realized that one day he would stand before God. Moses realized one day that his life on this earth would end and the pleasures of sin would end. But he also realized, as it says in the scripture, he put his eyes on the recompense of the reward. My friend, where are you today regarding the most important decision that you can ever make? Where are you today? What are you choosing? Jesus offers you eternal life. Jesus extends his arms to you, offering you forgiveness. Jesus extends his arms to you, offering reconciliation with God, offering to become you the Son of God, a Son of God. My friend, many people are letting sin and the pleasures of sin keep them from coming to the Lord, keep them from coming to him for salvation. Let's remember again, Moses chose not to live for sin, not to live for the fleeting and passing pleasures that sin can offer, but rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, looking and keeping his eyes on the recompense of the reward. My friend, one day your life in this world will come to an end, just as mine will. We will stand before God. We will stand before him either forgiven or not. We will stand before him having received eternal life, having been reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ or not. I beg of you today, come to him. Surrender to him. Commit your life to him. Put your faith and trust in this wonderful Savior who is the Son of God.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.